Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist on the Red River Farm Network and joined by SDSU Extension State Climatologist Laura Edwards. And so let's just quick reflect on 2019 data coming out from USDA that South Dakota was number one for prevent plant acres in the nation. And that obviously was reflected in what we saw in 2019.
Yeah, that's right. We saw record wet conditions statewide in 2019 in South Dakota, but especially in the central and northeastern part of the state where we are here today, with about 32 inches of rain of moisture over the season, or rather over the calendar year here in Aberdeen and Brown County. Really exceptional conditions, and all across the eastern part of the state, we saw very wet conditions. And down south, too, down the Sioux Falls, southeastern part of the state, they had 2 years of 18 and 19 back-to-back, which is reflected in that prevent plant acres that we saw last year.
You also provided us with a spring 2020 outlook, and there is a time period within that outlook that is a bit concerning to you.
Yes, certainly as we get into the April, May, June period, the outlooks have been very consistent and the climate models have been very consistent in showing wetter than average conditions favored, and that's peak spring season where we're trying to get in the field and get a lot of planting and work done. And, you know, across this area of northeastern South Dakota, southern North Dakota, you know, there's a lot of work to do from last year still, from harvest to weed control and other things, just to get the fields ready to plant. So it'll be a tough, slow start to the season. But I'm optimistic that midsummer can turn around, that we're not seeing as a wet of a pattern set up midsummer. So crossing fingers that after we get through the spring that we'll get a little bit of break.
Yes, and so what river basins or valleys are of most concern for the greatest risk of flooding?
Yeah, sure. Here in the eastern Dakotas, no doubt the Red River of the North, the James River, and Big Sioux are all projected to get to major flood stage at some point in the spring, from now through May. I think that's really maybe not a big surprise, seeing how high the rivers are now, how much snow we have on the ground. Despite that, we're seeing some warm days here and some thaw. We have a lot of soil moisture as well. So there's very few places for that water to go except across the land. And that will be our biggest challenge, no doubt, this spring.
And two, you talked a little bit about frost depths, and actually some of those that we've been looking at on your Mesonet tools are pretty surprising.
That's right. The South Dakota Mesonet, we have soil sensors down to 40 inches deep across the state, and soil frost depth is maybe half a foot to a foot around here in northeastern South Dakota, maybe a little bit deeper in local areas, but really not as deep as we saw last year this time. And so that's good news if we have a nice thaw season here, as we're seeing the next couple weeks, warmer than average temperatures in general. So hopefully as soon as the snow melts, then that soil can start to thaw and get that water moving through the system, through the environment.
And I know you're not a weed scientist, Laura, but you did throw some caution out there to the farmers that were listening to you about planning for that spring planting and early, you know, later spring spraying season. Weeds are obviously going to be a huge problem if farmers don't plan accordingly.
Yeah, and I think we have a lot of carryover issues from last year, given how much prevent plant acres we had. A lot of that land was just inaccessible last year, and we are starting very wet, so it's going to be a challenge again to get in there and get some early weed control out, especially given the wetter than average outlook for the spring season. So I think that's one of the biggest challenges after, you know, people finish harvesting and doing everything else they have to do.
Yes.
Well, again, Laura Edwards, state climatologist for South Dakota, joining me. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.